Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just saw our guy, Buff Josh, in the bathroom.
Okay, careful.
Well, you know, you know what you're talking about with Buff Josh, the Buffs.
The Buffs, he's Buff Josh.
Buff Josh, they beat Florida. It's a great game right before Nebraska the other night, and then they lost to Marquette in the round of 32. Nice run, nice little run for Colorado.
Absolutely.
But this is about another guy. This is about Colorado football. It is the offseason, after all, and that means Shedeur Sanders is talking again.
Like salmon to Capistrano.
Exactly. Thank you, Josh. So a couple things from the Sanders crew. First of all, Dion, Papa, he says that they will have very particular choices on where Shedeur and Shiloh will go play in the NFL. He says they're going to pull some Elis. It's going to be an Eli, he says.
You definitely want to tell that to people a year in advance.
And then, Josh, if you want to pull this clip up for me.
Oh, okay.
I found this quite amusing, actually.
I'm going to have to log back in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, why don't you pop that up there real quick on the Google sheet. So they're gonna pull some Eli Mannings, and they'll have very specific wants and needs in the teams that they go to, even though I don't know what their NFL draft prospects look like, but we always seem to be talking about professional draft prospects with people's sons who are not really viewed all that favorably as draft prospects. Shout out to LeBron. All right. Do we have it, Josh?
It is loading.
Here is Shedeur Sanders on the adversity that he has overcome in his collegiate career and how he has overcame more adversity than specific kinds of high school athletes. Here's Shedeur.
Okay.
I came from a private school, so at the end of the day, I dealt with a lot of negativity, a lot of hate, a lot of everything I done dealt with already year after year. I came from a small private school. All the other kids was going big, you know, Power Five, and they went to big 6A, Texas 6A schools and stuff. I don't see those same kids around. I don't see them excelling in their programs or whatever they're doing. So I've always been against the odds. Like, in
interesting, Shedeur. Interesting. Did he just claim that he doesn't see 6A Texas high school football players do anything?
That's the gist of it, yes.
Interesting claim.
I wonder if any of their daddies are football coaches.
Somebody did the research on this.
Oh, this can't be good.
20% of the first team NFL All-Pro team this year
came from
6A Texas high schools.
But just the ones he went to school with. How are those guys doing? Those guys doing good? Oh, no.
I mean, that was obvious. That was obviously going to happen. Trust me, I've overcome a lot of adversity. See, you could have just stopped there. I've overcome a lot of adversity. Mm-hmm. You're lying. I mean, you haven't overcome that much adversity. Your dad is one of the most famous football players of all time,
yeah,
and you would have been the quarterback at whatever school he was coaching. But whatever. That's fine. You can just say that you've overcome adversity.
You're just kind of undersized.
But don't say that other people haven't overcome adversity. This is where we get lost in it a little bit. I'm the best at overcoming adversity. Nobody else is as good as me at overcoming adversity. There's a lot of people who overcome adversity, Shador. You're not the only person to exist on planet Earth.
Overcame adversity. I had to go to a private school.
Yeah, I know.
Because that, of my famous father.
Whatever you want to tell yourself, man, that's cool. But don't bring the other people into this.
Yeah.
Just live in your own fantasy world and stop comparing yourself to other people all the time. Trust me, Shador. It will help you in the long run. Jeff writes in on the text line.
Hi, Jeff.
This guy has no self-awareness. Spoiled rich kid. Yeah. It's part of the charm. It's part of the allure. Yes, by the way, Nebraska and Colorado will play each other in football again this year. Mm.
Many are commenting that Patrick Mahomes went to a Texas 5A school.
So. Now that's adversity.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. So expect more of this coming throughout the next few weeks as Colorado goes on their spring. I wonder if their spring game will be televised primetime on ESPN again. We can only hope.
Maybe not primetime, but certainly a time.
Do you remember that event last year?
Vaguely.
Oh, I do. It was like snowing in Colorado, and they played touch football,
mm-hmm.
and they were tiny babies. And they went 5-7 or 4-8. People forget that.
People do forget that. They did beat Nebraska.
No. It doesn't matter. Four is four. 8 is 8.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nebraska had more wins. People forget.
Just imagine if they would have beaten Colorado.
Then there would have been one less win for them.
Maybe a bowl game, too.
Yeah, that would have been that. One more take for you before we get off to our poll questions and we tell you what to watch here tonight. So we go over this every year, and it's time to make this clear once again. And I know that it favors the Big East narrative. As a Big East homer, I know, and I'm not in the Big East burner community like some are, but I'm a fan of the team who's in the Big East and who's still alive. The Big East is undefeated in the NCAA tournament at this point.
Three teams in, still have three teams remaining.
But I'd like to say this, Josh. Maybe, just maybe, individual conference results in the tournament are not necessarily indicative of conference success, or specifically this, how many teams you retrospectively should have gotten into the tournament. We all agreed that Creighton, Marquette, and UConn were different than everybody else the entire year. Even though Seton Hall was right with them in terms of conference standings, we all knew that those three had the chance to really go deep. And not that Seton Hall didn't have a chance to go deep in the NCAA tournament, but it would have been more surprising, right? Those three teams have chances to get to the Final Four. So it's not like there are tiers in the conference. And should the Big East have gotten more teams in? Do they deserve to get more teams in? Yeah, I think so. I didn't think Virginia deserved to be in the field. But let's just do that. Let's just do one versus one. Let's just compare Seton Hall to Virginia. Let's just compare St. John's to, you know, Colorado State. And then we'll be good. We don't have to, like, do the whole conference thing. It's really okay. The Big Ten gets buried in this conversation every year. This is not me being a Big Ten homer. Like, there's nothing about the Big Ten that does or doesn't prepare you. Like, whatever. Every team plays different styles, different things. They challenge themselves in different ways out of the non-con. Like, we don't need to make the first weekend of the tournament success or lack of success and reapply it in retrospect as a reason that conference should have had more or less teams in the tournament. We don't have to do that. Creighton sure as hell could have lost on Saturday night. Then should Seton Hall have not got in? Like... You know, no.
Yeah, yeah.
No. So tournament success is just that. Sometimes it takes bounces going the right way. It's just tournament success. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Poll questions will tell you what to watch next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.